We now talk about a new form of scam. I mean, South Africa, Mzansi, never sleeps. Now, a new form of fraud is affecting consumers using their radio and their tap and go card to make payments. South Africa's sophisticated banking system has allowed consumers to opt into multiple payment methods, all suited for their lifestyle. Now, the MasterCard 2022 survey found that 95% of South African consumers used at least one digital payment method. Now, the ability to tap and go obviously makes our life more easy and convenient, but Richard Frost, product head of Armata, warns that it may cost consumers more than they bargained for. Good morning, Richard. Discuss, and there seems to have been an increase in tap and go card fraud. Talk to us about this and the impact on consumers.
Morning, Crystal. Yeah, I think what we've noticed is the technology is obviously starting to advance more. I think that with the advent of COVID and contactless payment methods being utilized, the tap and go function worked very well. It was very efficient, but they also started removing a lot of the limits on, you know, when the PIN was actually required to make those payments, again, just to avoid contact with the machines themselves. I think what's happened now is your fraudsters are starting to capitalize on this. They're starting to bring out new machines like your handheld payments, gateways, or even your cell phones with the latest NFC chips that can actually transact with a credit card quite easily. And they're utilizing the latest software to fraudulently take money off of your card. Basically, while you're trying to transact at a legitimate vendor.
Wow. Richard, so I was recently in the US and I used my tap and go as my hotel deposit, you know, which was about $500. And, you know, I struggled to get the money back, even though the bank in the US had released the money. My bank didn't want to because somehow the tap and go and the credit card, the physical credit card, somehow, even though it's the same account, it wasn't linked. And I really, Richard, I tell you, and you know, I'm a journalist and I'm very consumer aware. I struggled to get my money back. I mean, the poor hotel in the US were really helpful. They sent letters, etc. But it took about 8 weeks to get my money back.
I think that is the concern, and one of the reasons why we try and move away from the tap function on the cards is because as much as there are contingencies in place with banks or with the provider that actually has the machine that you're tapping on to refund you, basically, if there is a fraudulent transaction, it is a long process, right? I know personally of people that have been waiting 6 months for the banks to reverse those transactions.
Oh, wow.
They should at some point do it. It's not like you won't lose, or you will lose your money forever. It's just, it's obviously quite a pain in the neck when you're relying on those funds in your card and now you can't get access to them because of either fraud or because it's taken so long to reverse.
Absolutely. Richard, so lastly, just talk to us about some strategies to empower us, the consumers, to protect ourselves.
I think one of the things that I've been focusing on personally in my life is moving away from the card-based system completely and utilizing more the digital wallet on the phone. And the main reason for that is there's stronger controls in place. Your card, as I say, is always on, which means that if you do have a tap function, you can always tap. It's not like it gets turned off until you use it. Whereas with the phone, your digital wallet, you enable that tap function only for that transaction. It will only react once. In other words, once you've tapped, it'll deactivate the account again. And, you know, it stops multiple transactions coming off of your phone at the same time. The other thing that's quite interesting now is utilizing digital cards. So if you're going to be doing something like online shopping, I mean, everybody's using Takealot and Amazon now to do online shopping. Create a digital card specifically for that online with a limit. So even if somebody does get your credit card information, you can control the money that's in that account. You can basically transfer into the card, you know, as you're about to make a payment and make sure there's enough to cover that transaction and no more. It stops people getting the credit card information and then, you know, fraudulently taking money off your accounts.
Richard, so great. I mean, this sounds, I'm really literally taking notes because I think this online credit limit when you buy online is such a great idea because in that way you can control your money spent, but also you have a level of control over your own security.
Yeah, and I think the banks are starting to do a heck of a lot to give you the freedom and the security while transacting online. The online shopping used to be a big scary thing, and now just about everybody's doing it. So I think just be smart about how you do it. Utilize the digital facilities that are available that have all the safeguards in place. Know that the banks will be there to help you if there is some form of fraudulent transaction. And just be aware. One of the biggest things in cybersecurity we always advise consumers is being aware. You know, your situational awareness of who's close to you, who could actually touch you while you're busy transacting financially. You know, are you in an area that doesn't look safe? Should you be walking around with your cell phone in your hand in those areas? Should you be leaving your cell phone lying on the table that somebody can run past and grab it? All of this is just basically down to awareness.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. That was Richard Frost. He's from Amata. And there is a new scam going around with Tap and Go. But as Richard tells us, be smart and be aware.